I come before the throne of grace, bringing you into God's presence. As we bow before his presence, his word in Isaiah 43 verse 19 declares that he is doing a new thing, making a way where there seems to be no way. And I join in faith with you as I lift you up and your desire for breakthrough, trusting in God's promises of renewal and transformation. So let us pray in the name of Jesus. I pray that God opens your eyes to perceive the new things he is doing in your life. May you recognize the signs of breakthrough that God is orchestrating in every aspect of your journey. May God's divine intervention be evident, bringing forth a season of refreshing and unprecedented breakthroughs. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 reminds us that through Christ we can do all things, and so I declare this truth over you in Jesus' name. May the Lord strengthen your spirit, mind, and body, empowering you to overcome obstacles and face challenges with unwavering faith. May you find strength in God, the source of all power and resilience. May the Lord break every chain that hinders your progress, whether it be doubt, fears, or external challenges. I pray for liberation. Let the power of your spirit demolish, Lord God Almighty, every stronghold standing in the way of this one's breakthrough. May the Lord grant them the courage to step into new opportunities and possibilities with confidence. I lift you up and your dreams and aspirations to God, and I declare that you will align your desires with God's perfect will, and may your pursuit of breakthrough be in harmony with God's divine plan. May the Lord guard you and guide you in making decisions that lead to a future filled with hope and purpose. In the name of Jesus, I pray for divine provision in areas where breakthrough is needed over these ones' lives, whether it be financial, emotional, or relational. Let God's abundant blessings overflow in their lives. God is the God of abundance, and I trust that he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. In moments of weariness, may you be reminded that God's grace is sufficient. As you face challenges, may you find solace and strength in the assurance that God's grace carries you through. Let every trial be an opportunity for you to experience the overcoming power of God's love. May the Lord grant you a heart that is attuned to his guidance. May you walk in obedience to God's word, trusting that as you acknowledge God in all your ways, he will make your path straight, as promised in Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. I declare victory and breakthrough over your life. He is a God who makes a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. And so I trust that through his mighty hand, you will experience a season of breakthrough that surpasses all expectations in the mighty name of Jesus. I come before the throne of grace, lifting you up in prayer for a breakthrough. God's word in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4 reminds us that the weapons of our warfare are not the flesh, but that have divine power to destroy strongholds. And therefore I pray that you experience a breakthrough in areas where strongholds have hindered progress and joy in your life. May the power of God's divine weapons dismantle every obstacle and open up new paths of victory for you. For God is the God of hope and purpose. His promise in Jeremiah 29:11 assures us of his good plans for our lives, plans for welfare and not for evil, plans to give us a future and a hope. And I claim those promises for you, believing that breakthrough is not only possible, but is part of God's purpose for your life, in the name of Jesus. In the authority of God's word, I declare that every stronghold, whether visible or hidden, be broken in your life. Breakthrough in relationships, in health, in finances, and in every area that needs God's transformative touch. I pray against any negative thought patterns, fears, and anxieties that may have taken root. Let the power of God's truth, as stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, destroy arguments and opinions that stand against the knowledge of God in your life. Take every thought captive and align your mind with the liberating truth of God's word. God's ways are higher, and so I pray for a supernatural breakthrough that defies human understanding over your life in the name of Jesus. As you face uncertainties and challenges, may the Lord help you through in His sovereignty. His plans for you are plans of hope and a future. Let this truth anchor your faith as you journey towards breakthrough. May you find assurance in God's unchanging character, knowing that He is with you in every step. I ask for strength and courage for you. In moments of discouragement, let the Holy Spirit remind you that God has commanded you to be strong and courageous, according to Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. And I pray for resilience in the face of adversity and a steadfast spirit that persists in seeking breakthrough for you, in the name of Jesus. As we pray for breakthrough, may the Lord grant you wisdom to discern His guidance. May you recognize the doors God opened and party illuminates. His word in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 encourages us to trust in Him with all our hearts and acknowledge Him in all our ways. I pray that you lean not on your own understanding, but trust in God's divine guidance. In this moment of prayer, I surrender every burden and desire for breakthrough into God's hands. As He is the God who sees, who hears, and who cares deeply for you, I rest in the assurance knowing that God's promises are yea and amen over your life. May breakthrough unfold in your life, bringing glory and honor to God's name in your life, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because we know the breakthrough is yours, and there is nothing the devil can do over the lives of these ones that you have liberated. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we pray. Amen. The Almighty God is your guardian, shielding you from various forms of malevolence and shadowy influences. Even in moments of unawareness, the Lord actively defends you. Psalm 91 beautifully illustrates that under the protective wings of the Lord, refuge is found. The scriptural wisdom that declares the name of the Lord as a formidable tower echoes a sentiment of safety, inviting you to run into it for protection as affirmed in the Bible. Together, let us unite in prayer, invoking the powerful name of Jesus. In the sanctuary of prayer, as we recognize the profound assurance that the Lord is not only a protector, but also a mighty fortress. The invitation I'm giving to you is to seek refuge in His name, signifying a place of safety and strength. So in our collective prayers, we acknowledge the malevolent shield that is the Lord, our ever-vigilant protector against the unseen and known adversaries. As I move ahead to pray, I would love you to like this video. And if this is your first time here, you are welcome. God definitely arranged it for you to be here to receive your deliverance. So you can subscribe to this channel so that you can have more notifications of prayers for you from this channel. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we come before you on behalf of this friend of mine, my brother, my sister, seeking your divine protection against the dark forces that may attempt to harm and disrupt their life. Your word in Psalms 91 verses 1 and 2 declares, "Whosoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Lord, I declare these words over everyone hearing my voice who agrees with this prayer, acknowledging that you are the ultimate refuge and fortress. I lift your life into God's hand, beloved. May you dwell in God's shelter, find and rest in the shadow of God's wings. In the face of any darkness, may you experience the security and peace that come from abiding in God's presence. He is the Most High, and in His shelter there is safety from every threat as you face challenges and uncertainty. Therefore, I pray for God's protection against evildoers, as expressed in Psalm 140 verse 1. Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent. May the Lord shield you from the schemes of the enemy, guard you from harm, and surround you with His heavenly protection. I rebuke every dark forces that may be attempting to infiltrate your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command every evil plan and assignment against you to be dismantled and rendered powerless. The word of God assures you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I claim this promise for you and in agreement in the name of Jesus. I declare God's promise in Psalm 121 verses 7 and 8 over you. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. May you experience God's watchful care and guidance in every aspect of your journey. In moments of fear, replace it with the assurance of God's presence. May you feel the peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that God is with you, guiding and protecting you. The Bible encourages us to submit to God and resist the devil. And so I pray that you stand firm against any spiritual attacks, resisting the enemy's attempts to sow fear or doubt in your life. I thank God for the authority given to us through the name of Jesus. And in this powerful name, I rebuke any demonic influence or oppression attempting to infiltrate your life. God's word declares that Jesus disarmed the powers and authorities, triumphing over them by the cross. May you stand in the victory of Christ, free from the bondage of darkness. I pray for your spiritual discernment to recognize any foothold the enemy may seek to gain in your life. Let the light of God expose and dispel any darkness that tries to take root in your life in the name of Jesus. May you be filled with God's Spirit, walking in the light and truth of God's Word. God's promises are a shield and a fortress, and I pray that you find refuge in God. May God strengthen your faith and let you rest securely in His love. In the name of Jesus. And I declare, recognizing the challenges you face against dark forces that seek to bring harm and chaos into your life, I speak the word of God in Proverbs 18 verse 10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And so I lift you into the shelter of God's mighty name, knowing that in God you find true safety and refuge in the name of Jesus. I pray for your protection against the dark forces, Lord God, that may be at work in the life of these ones. I claim the victory of cross over your life, disarming and rendering powerless every force of darkness that seeks to harm you. I give God the glory for always being a fortified tower, an unshakable refuge for you. In the face of any spiritual attack, may you run to God's name with confidence, finding your refuge in Him, finding strength and safety in the shadow of His wings. The name of the Lord remains a strong tower that the enemy cannot penetrate. I pray that you take refuge in God, experiencing the peace that surpasses understanding. As I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, may the precious blood of Jesus form an impenetrable shield of protection, guarding you against any schemes or attacks from the evil one. God's word assures us that the blood of Jesus speaks better things than any accusation. And I declare the covering and cleansing power of the blood over you in Jesus' name. I pray against any form of spiritual oppression or influence that may be affecting you. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every dark force that seeks to manipulate, control, or bring fear into your life. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For God is not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And in that light, I pray that you walk in the power and love and sound mind that comes from God. I lift the shield of faith on behalf of you, as mentioned in Ephesians 6:16. May you take up this shield to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. May the Lord strengthen your faith so it becomes a mighty defense against doubt and deception and discouragement. God's word remains a lamp unto your feet. May it guide you in the light of His word, dispelling every shadow that seeks to deceive. I pray for your mind and thoughts. God's word instructs us to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so I ask that you be empowered to discern and reject any dark and negative thoughts that may be whispered by the enemy into your ears in the name of Jesus. I replace those thoughts with the truth and light, bringing clarity and peace to your mind. Take two. I replace those thoughts with the truth and light of Christ, bringing clarity and peace to your mind. May you be covered by the armor of God, standing firm in the truth, righteousness, faith, salvation, and the word of God. Father, we thank you because continually we remain protected in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. In Psalm 144, verse 1, King David, the psalmist, expresses gratitude, declaring, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who prepares my hands for war and my fingers for battle." This verse emphasizes the Lord's role as a source of strength and preparation for various battles, encompassing both spiritual and physical realms. It underscores the idea that the Lord equips individuals with the strength needed to face and overcome challenges. David acknowledges the Lord as the ultimate provider of strength, enabling believers to navigate diverse battles that life presents. This divine strength extends to every aspect of existence, demonstrating that relying on God's power is essential for triumph in various struggles. Beloved, I'd like you to join me as I pray the prayer of strength for battles for you. The sentiment conveyed is that certain battles are conquerable only with the strength derived from God. So by recognizing the need for divine empowerment, believers find assurance that the Lord, their rock, is a steadfast source of strength, preparing them for the multifaceted battles encountered on their life's journey. As I move ahead to pray, I would love you to like this video. And if this is your first time here, you are welcome. God definitely arranged it for you to be here to receive your deliverance. You can subscribe to this channel so that you can receive more notifications or prayers for you from this channel. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus as I humbly come interceding for everyone who faces battles and challenges that seem overwhelming. Your word in Psalm 144 verse 1 says, "Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Father, I lift these ones up to you, acknowledging that you are their source of strength and rock upon which they stand. I thank you, Father, for being a fortress and a refuge for them. God, you are the one who trains their hands for war and equips their fingers for battle. And therefore, I pray for you that is in agreement with me, that you may feel God training, God preparation, and God guidance in every aspect and step of your journey. In the midst of battles, may you find confidence in God, the rock that does not waver. As you face the challenges before you, I pray that you draw strength from Psalm 18, verse 39. "You armed me with the strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me." I pray that God arms you with his divine strength. May you be clothed with the armor of faith, righteousness, and truth as you stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. I pray for your adversaries, whatever form they may take, whether internal struggles, external pressures, or spiritual battles. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory over every adversary that rises against you even now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will experience the humbling of your adversaries through God's mighty power. May the Lord grant you the wisdom to discern the battles worth fighting and the battles best left in his hands. May you not be discouraged by the magnitude of the challenges, but find assurance in the truth that God is with you. God's presence is your greatest strength, and in God we can overcome any oppositions. And I pray therefore for resilience in you, just as a rock withstands the crashing waves. May you stand firm in the face of adversity. Let God's strength be a shield around you, protecting your heart, mind, and soul from the arrows of doubt, fear, and discouragement. In the moments where you feel weary, I pray for renewed strength upon you in the name of Jesus. God's promise in Isaiah 40 verse 31 assures us that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength May you find solace in waiting in God, trusting that God will lift you up with his wings as eagles, enabling you to soar above the challenges. I pray for your mind that it will be guarded by the peace that surpasses understanding. Replace anxiety with God's assurance, doubt with God's truth, and confusion with God's wisdom. May you find strength not only in physical battles, but also in the battles of the mind and spirit in Jesus' name. God's word says in 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 40, "You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me." I pray for a divine exchange where your weakness is traded for God's strength, where despair is replaced by hope, and where defeat transforms into victory through God's mighty hand. As you walk through this battle, may you experience God's guidance like a shepherd leading a sheep through treacherous terrain. May God's rod and staff comfort and protect you. I pray that you feel God's guiding hand in every decision and step you take in the name of Jesus. I thank God for his promise in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And so I pray, may you draw strength from God's, realizing that your abilities are not limited by God's own, but empowered by the one who gives strength abundantly. In the midst of the battle, may you remember that God is the God who fights for you. God's love surrounds you like a shield. And so I pray that you will find courage and assurance in God's unfailing love. I commit your journey into God's hand, trusting that God's strength is made perfect in weakness. May you emerge from this battle not only stronger but also more rooted in faith and anchored in God's love and filled with the peace that surpasses all understanding in Jesus' powerful and victorious name. I pray God's word in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 that reminds us to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I lift you up to God, acknowledging that the true strength comes from God alone. In the moments where the battle seems overwhelming, I pray that you find your strength anchored in God. God's word in Psalm 27 verse 1 declares, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" In the face of fear and uncertainty, I pray that you cling to God as your source of light and salvation. May God's presence be a fortress around you, dispelling all shadows of doubt and anxiety. I lift up the specific battles that you are facing now, whether they are physical, emotional, or spiritual. I trust in God's sovereignty. He is not only aware of your struggle, but also intimately involved in every detail. May he grant you the courage to face each challenge with confidence, knowing that he goes before you. In moments of weariness, I pray that the Holy Spirit reminds you that you can lean on God for rest. His word promises in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." And beloved, I pray for you that you find solace in God's presence, finding rest in the assurance that he carries your burdens. May the Lord equip you with discernment to recognize the schemes of the enemy. May you be alert and vigilant, standing firm in your faith. I pray against any doubt or discouragement that may seek to undermine your confidence in God. Let the light of God's truth dispel the darkness of deception that the enemy is trying to give to you. May the Lord strengthen your relationship with him through prayer and the study of his word. May you draw close to God, finding refuge in God's promises. And in times of uncertainty, may you find comfort in the certainty of God's love and faithfulness. I pray for a community of support and encouragement around you. May the Lord surround you with your fellow believers who can uplift and strengthen you in the battles you face. May you experience the power of unity as you join together with others in faith. May the Lord grant you the wisdom to discern when to stand firm and when to yield to your guidance. May the Lord lead you in the paths of righteousness. Let his light illuminate your way. May you move forward with confidence, knowing that God is your guide and protector. I thank you, Father, for your promises of strength and protection over this one's life. As they face the battles ahead, I trust that your presence will be their anchor. May your mighty power manifest in their life, bringing victory and glory to your name. Thank you for answering your prayers. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.